You're listening to Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno, supported by Homewatch Caregivers, whose mission is to preserve dignity, protect independence, and provide peace of mind for their clients and loved ones by providing exceptional home care.
97.9 FM WCHL is pleased to present Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno. Nicole has over 15 years of experience as a geriatric social worker and administrator, working in the long-term care industry to include skilled nursing care, Alzheimer's care, adult daycare, and home care. She also worked as a family caregiver. In addition, Nicole co-founded a nonprofit in the Triangle that specializes in support for caregivers. Now, Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno.
This is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections on WCHL. Today, I have the pleasure to be speaking with Darcy Dye, Public Relations Manager at Hospice of Wake County, today representing the host organizations for the Triangle Caregivers Conference. Welcome, Darcy.
Thank you, Nicole. So glad to be here today.
I am very excited about having you here today to talk about the Caregivers Conference because I know what a wonderful resource this is for our community, and I'm just thrilled to know that this is going to be the second year, actually, that you're going to be hosting to serve the Orange and Durham community at the Durham Convention Center. So very excited.
That's right. We're excited, too. We were a little bit nervous about adding a second conference last year, but it went well. We were so pleased with the results. And for us, the way to measure success is to have caregivers who are in need of respite, resources, and resolution come to the event and get what they need.
Wonderful, wonderful. So tell us, this Triangle Caregivers Conference, for the listeners who don't know what this is, what is this all about?
It's a conference that we developed about 6 years ago because of the great need in the community for caregiver resources.
Okay.
We started it in Raleigh at the McKimmon Center, and we've continued there through the years. Okay. Last year, as I said, we added Durham as another location. It's an exact duplicate conference.
Okay.
People don't have to register for both. They register for the one that works best in their schedule or for their geography.
So you can live in Durham and go to Raleigh if you
wanted to. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. We don't discourage anyone coming to either, pardon me, either event. So the Raleigh conference is Tuesday, June 18th, and the Durham conference is Tuesday, June 25th. Both conferences, check-in begins at 8 a.m., and the conference goes through 3:30 p.m.
So in your introduction today, I said that you were representing the host organizations for this conference. Could you tell me a little bit about who they are?
Certainly. The three host organizations are Hospice of Wake County, Guiding Lights, and Alzheimer's North Carolina. And we think that's a logical grouping of hosts because every day each of our organizations work with caregivers.
Okay, so that makes a lot of sense. So, Darcy, tell me about this conference. How does this work? Do people who want to attend register? Is there a cost to attend? What does this look like?
There is a registration process, and we try to make it convenient for caregivers. So there are two ways to register. One is by phone. We have a hotline, and the number for that is 919-719-6765. Caregivers also may register online at www.trianglecaregiversconference.org. And there are two different categories of caregivers, even though ultimately I think every one of us will be a caregiver, whether we're professional or family. But the charge for the family caregiver is $10, and the charge for the professional caregiver is $35. And that $35 includes North Carolina DHSR-approved CEUs. So that's usually a big draw for our professional caregivers to get those continuing education units.
So $10, that's not a lot to attend an all-day conference at all. Is there meals provided?
It isn't a lot, and our goal, again, is not to make any money on this event. We'd really just want to cover our expenses, and we do provide a luncheon in the middle of the day. So every caregiver can choose among 12 different topics and attend four.
Mm-hmm.
So there are four breakout sessions throughout the day, and in the middle of those, we have a luncheon. And we have a lively entertainment.
Oh, is this a secret?
Well, it is a secret because we want people to, we know how difficult this day can be for some. While we think that we're offering great resources for people, we know it's very trying what they go through on a daily basis. So knowing that they come in, they might be tired, they might be stressed, we want the luncheon portion to be really energizing for them. Mm-hmm. And so we have some great entertainment lined up. We have a plated sit-down meal, so people are served and they can relax for a bit and be taken care of themselves.
Well, I can say that I have attended this conference over the last 4 years, and it is a phenomenal conference. It, I mean, not only for the family caregivers, for the professionals alike, there is just so much going on. There is such a wealth of information, and I think one of the biggest things that people get from what I've noticed when I've been at the luncheon in the past is realizing that they're not the only one, that they are surrounded by hundreds and hundreds of other caregivers in the same room that are going through the same thing that they are day in and day out. And having that opportunity to connect with others is huge.
Mm, that's right. And I appreciate you saying that because we do evaluations at the end of the conference because we want to know if the caregivers got what they needed. Mm-hmm. And that also helps us develop the next year's programming.
Okay.
We also couldn't do this conference without the exhibitors and the sponsors.
Okay.
We have fabulous sponsors who provide off-site adult daycare for no charge.
Wow.
That's something that a lot of conferences don't offer, but Sarah Care and Florence Gray Soltis and Charles House have been so generous to us and to the caregivers by offering this care at no charge for the day at their facilities.
So if I had a loved one that I was caring for example, and I needed this type of a service, you know, do I just drop them off that morning or how does this work?
We do ask that you call ahead of time. And on our website, www.trianglecaregiversconference.org, on the registration page, there's information on how to call whichever one of these is in the best location for you and your loved one.
Okay, great, great. So during the next segment that we're going to have coming up after the break, we're going to hear more about the actual sessions that are available at the conference. So please continue to listen in. Thanks again to Darcy Dye, Public Relations Manager at Hospice of Wake County, today representing the host organizations for the Triangle Caregivers Conference. And I am your host, Nicole Bruno, and I will be right back.
Need your local culture fix? The Lifestyle section of chapelboro.com is the only place to go for food and dining, restaurant views, health tips, fashion, and local culture commentary. Want to know what the best shows and venues to attend? Lifestyle has show listings for Deepak, Cat's Cradle, and the Art Center, and many more. And be sure to check back after the show for reviews and commentary. There's even information on local neighborhoods and schools. Keep yourself in style with Chapelboro's Lifestyle.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM WCHL, supported by Home Watch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. This is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections on WCHL, and I have the pleasure to be joined with Darcy Dye, the Public Relations Manager at Hospice of Wake County, today representing the host organizations for the Triangle Caregivers Conference. Welcome back, Darcy.
Thank you.
So we sort of went over the general overview of the Caregivers Conference, but for our listeners now, let's talk about the locations. I'm curious to know exactly where this conference is located, and then I would love to hear some more about the sessions that are going to be provided.
Certainly. As you can imagine, we are trying to accommodate several hundred caregivers, mm-hmm. and so we need quite a large space.
Yeah.
And we've been very fortunate to be at the McKimmon Center in Raleigh, which is just behind the North Carolina State University campus at the corner of Gorman and Western Boulevard. So that facility is large enough to accommodate our big banquet luncheon and all of our exhibitors. We have nearly 100 exhibitors who will be there, and they offer the resources that caregivers need.
Yes.
Some of these things are or services or products are things caregivers don't even know they might need.
Right.
So it's a very eye-opening experience for them. And as we talked about earlier, we did include Durham, or we added Durham to our list last year, and we are fortunate enough to be at the Durham Convention Center, which is on Morgan Street in downtown Durham. And one good benefit, I don't know, some people have told us they don't really like driving downtown and parking. Mm-hmm. Parking is free to the caregivers for that day. Wonderful. So another benefit to our caregivers.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I know you have many, many sessions, and I've heard that you've added more sessions actually this year. So that's even more exciting, more educational opportunities to be had by all. Tell us a little bit about these sessions. I know you've all worked very hard on coming up with a great lineup for our caregivers.
We have worked hard, and I must give great kudos to our partners at Alzheimer's North Carolina for pulling these all together. We do look at evaluations each year from our caregivers, and we ask what types of information would be beneficial to you. And from that and from other industry information we have, we are able to send out invitations to specific people who are the experts in their fields. So I'll just give you a couple of the names of the courses,
sure,
and they might kind of elicit some excitement.
And I think I saw on your website you can find out more by clicking on to the names, and the whole description shows right up.
Oh, that's a great point. At www.trianglecaregiversconference.org, there is a page with all the agenda of the day, and you can click on the name of the session to get the full description and who the speaker is.
That's a great feature.
Yeah. So, for example, understanding the law related to people giving care. Well, what is that all about? Mm-hmm. Guess what? You probably don't know everything about financial, legal, and healthcare decisions made for the person who's receiving the care.
Mm-hmm.
So that course will take care of that. Dementia. We always offer a course or two on dementia. And what is my role as a caregiver?
Mm-hmm.
Where do I come into all this? And how do I take care of myself?
Mm-hmm.
One of our new sessions this year is called Laughter Yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had never heard of that before, but
while you're in a pretzel series.
That's right. That's right.
Well, it's pretty funny if you think about it.
That's right. And it's just a great opportunity for caregivers to learn one more way to help take care of themselves, because that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
They can't care adequately for their loved one if they're not taking care of themselves.
Their tank's on E.
Yes.
Can't give out.
We are offering a session this year on anticipatory grief, mourning the past, present, and future during an illness. That's something that people don't really realize sometimes, that they're in a period of grief when their loved one is still with us.
Yes, and I think that's particularly common when you're facing caring for a loved one with an Alzheimer's or dementia diagnosis. You're grieving for who that person once was, and they're no longer that person, but they're still living. So I think that would be a wonderful resource for families.
Yeah.
Wonderful. What else?
Medicare and all its parts.
Oh, my God.
And I know sometimes you hear that M word and you just say, oh, no.
Oh, I'm dreading the day. Although it may not be around by the time I'm old enough, so maybe I'll pass that point.
It's a very complicated program. It's one that most seniors depend on.
Wow.
And so why not offer some information on what it's all about and what is covered?
Great.
And new also this year is Veterans Aid and Attendance. And this looks at pension benefits for qualified war veterans for long-term care.
And I know we have a lot of listeners in the Orange and Durham County areas that are veterans. So that, I think, would be a definite interest in topic. Wonderful.
Right.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So I know that also I saw on your website that you have a new session that you're going to be offering, a support group session.
That's right. I told you that our conference runs from 8 a.m. until 3:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you're going to get your check-in time, your four sessions, and your luncheon. What we've added at 3:30 is an optional support group, totally optional. And what will happen is anyone who wants to participate will be together. So it doesn't matter what your caregiver role is or what your loved one has as far as an illness or situation.
So this is a general caregiver support group, and I've had some experience facilitating some of those, and I think this is a wonderful thing to be had, especially since people have spent the day sort of with their arms around caregiving and around each other, to learn, you know, what exactly to expect at a support group, how a support group may help them in their caregiving journey. So I think that's wonderful to sort of have a support group one-on-one and have an opportunity for people to make some connections that day. So wonderful.
Yeah. We're excited about that.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. So what else would you like to share?
Let's see. What about some statistics? Yes. Who out there likes math? Here's one for you from AARP. 36% of family caregivers care for a parent. 36% care for a parent. And 7 out of 10 caregivers are caring for loved ones more than 50 years old.
Wow.
And if you think about the family dynamic today, that's really an interesting statistic, because I just know in my own case, when I was growing up, mm-hmm. you know, you talk about getting married and having mm-hmm. children.
Sure.
I don't recall anyone ever saying, and you may get to care for your parents, too.
Oh, I know. As listeners know, I cared for my grandfather already, and I still have two sets of parents to go through. So
Right.
It's, yeah. And I actually heard a statistic earlier that actually 8 to 10,000 people a day are turning 65
yes.
currently.
Right.
That is a huge number. So we are all going to become a bigger and bigger issue yeah. for our country, for sure.
And with people living longer, too, mm-hmm. you might be a caregiver for an extended period of time for an adult.
Well, we are going to take a short break, and we will be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM WCHL, supported by Home Watch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back to this episode of Caring Connections on WCHL. I'm your host, Nicole Bruno, and I have the pleasure to be joined today with Darcy Dye, the Public Relations Manager at Hospice of Wake County, today representing the host organizations for the Triangle Caregivers Conference. Welcome back, Darcy.
Thank you.
Okay, so in this last few minutes here we have before we wrap up our show, again, who are your host organizations?
The host organizations for the Triangle Caregivers Conference are Alzheimer's North Carolina, mm-hmm. Guiding Lights, and Hospice of Wake County.
And who should attend this amazing conference?
We'll just say caregivers. Now, I know that's a very broad term,
sure.
but we are offering sessions that will help caregivers, whether they are family caregivers, that is, caring for a loved one, whether in their home or in a facility, or professionals, mm-hmm. professionals who need more information for their own careers, or maybe they themselves are caregivers. And we do offer continuing education for those professional caregivers.
And the dates again for the conference?
The Raleigh Conference is Tuesday, June 18th at McKimmon Center in Raleigh. And the Durham Conference is Tuesday, June 25th at the Durham Convention Center in downtown Durham.
And for more information?
For more information and to register, we do encourage registering ahead of time. That really helps us to make sure lunch is adequate. Mm. Registration and information is available at the from the hotline, which is 919-719-6765. And our website is www.TriangleCaregiversConference.org.
So with two conferences of this immense size in our community, I would suspect, maybe I'm making an assumption here, that you need volunteers.
We do need volunteers. We need volunteers not only on the days of the conferences to help greet our caregivers, to help show them where the classrooms are, to welcome them into the lunchroom, to just in general help them maneuver the conference, and to introduce our speakers. We need volunteers ahead of time to help us put together the surprise packages that we give every caregiver who shows up.
Oh, surprise mm-hmm. packages.
Surprise package, that's all I'll say about that. But that is a process. If we're accommodating nearly 500 caregivers mm-hmm. over those two conferences, which are, by the way, identical, you can imagine that that's a lot of putting together of items for our caregivers.
Sounds like it. Mm-hmm. Well, I thank you so much for being with us today to talk about the Triangle Caregivers Conference. This sounds like it's going to be an amazing, amazing educational event for the caregivers in our community. And we sure hope to see you there. Thanks again for Darcy Dye, Public Relations Manager at Hospice of Wake County, joining us today, representing the three host organizations for the Triangle Caregivers Conference on WCHL. Again, I'm your host, Nicole Bruno, and as always, you may email your caregiving questions to caring@1360wchl.com. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.
The purpose of Caring Connections is to educate listeners to help improve the quality of life for families, for professional caregivers, as well as those people affected with Alzheimer's disease.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno is supported by Home Watch Caregivers. You can hear this and any other program of Caring Connections on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Be sure to email questions to caring at 1360WCHL.com. Caring Connections is a presentation of 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.